In the middle, having gone through the previous sections of this chapter, which we've seen in other contexts in Aleishul. He asked the following question. He quotes this pasuk, "Bitchu v'Hashem adi ad, ki beyah Hashem tzu eilamim." Omale, Rabbi Ami replied, "Kol ha-toilei bitchunei b'kadosh baruch hu." Anyone who's toilei bitchunei, I mean, it's not translatable literally to hang one's bitachon, but anyone who has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, harei lo machseh ba'olam hazeh v'olam haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a shelter for him in olam hazeh and olam haba. Omali ana hachik hakasheli. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya says, my question is slightly different. What I meant is this. Mai shana dechsiv be'yah ve'lo kesiv yah. Grammatically, that base seems to be redundant. It should have said the pasuk, the end of it, ki Hashem. He is the rock of the worlds. Why is that prefix there which seems to do nothing? Answer, the two worlds Hashem created, echad beyud ve'echad behei. We know that one was created with a yud, one created with a hey. Any day ma'ilam haba beyud ve'ilam hazeh behei, im ma'ilam hazeh beyud ve'ilam haba behei. And I don't know whether Olam Haba is associated with the concept of Hey or Yud and vice versa for Olam Hazeh. Keshi'omer ele toyledeis ha-shamayim v'ha'oretz behi bar'am, when we have that pasuk, speaking about this world, al tikei behi bar'am ele behi bar'am, ve'yomer ha'olam hazeh behi ve'olam haba be'yud. That is the answer. Olam Hazeh is associated with Hey, Olam Haba is associated with Yud. And the Gemara continues, "Umipnei ma nivra ha'olam hazeh behei." Why is this world created with a hey? Mipnei shedomeh le'achsadera. The letter hey is shaped in a certain way. Shekol ha'rotzeh latzeis yetzeh. It's not solid. It's not like a samech. It allows room for a person to leave this world. Umayta matalio kiro'eh. Why is the leg suspended? V'hadar b'shuvah me'ayrele. It hints to the idea that if a person wants to come back, to return, he can. There are gaps in the letter. It can come. He can come back. Asks the Gemara, "V'li'ayin behach?" Go right through the bottom of the hay where he left. Lo yimisteyamil. So that doesn't work. Keder Reish Lakish. Domar Reish Lakish, "May dechsim im lalitzim hu yalitz ve'lanavim iten chen." The meaning of this pasuk, "Boli taher mesayayin oisei, boli tamei puisechin loy." And somehow that indicates that one cannot come back through the bottom of the hay, one has to go through the little opening at the top. Mipnei ma nivra ha'olam haba beyud, mipnei shetzedekim sheboi mu'atim. Okay, we can't go into the entire passage, we'll just focus on what the author says here in context. Hayesed harishon shanu lomdim mesugya zu, hu shekol ha'toile bitchonei b'kadosh baruch hu harei lo machseh. The Gemara says explicitly, "Kol ha'tolei bitchone." Anyone who has bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is like a shelter to him. Lerabois gam reshaim, tends to what we said earlier in this chapter, that reshaim are also subject to the benefits of bitachon. Ba'bitachon magi ad olam haba, it goes as far as that adei ad. V'chanal, as we said, shegam harasha ad kama she'onshe gadoil, the rasha, and we're not giving any discounts. His oinish is gadoil. Nonetheless, that tiny point within his soul, which is capable of growth and regeneration, rejuvenation, is not taken away from him. Some salvation, to some extent, will sprout from that. Then, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya he'emik lish'oil lama kasuv be'yah, ve'loi ki yah Hashem tzu elamim. He wanted to know about that base prefix. That's the second fundamental idea in this sugya. Those two letters, of course, these are deep and profound matters, but some of these two letters constitute the essence and the plan, the format of olam hazeh v'olam haba. Le'adrichal yesh ra'yon yesodi levinyan shebetzono le'akim. An architect has a fundamental picture of the edifice that he wants to erect. Basic. Of course, then details need to be filled in, but he has a basic plan, a basic design for the edifice. And what this Gemara is teaching is that Creator in His supreme wisdom also has some profound thought with which He founded the world. That deep intent in His creation of Olam Hazeh is expressed, is manifested through the letter Hey. Similarly for Olam Haba with the letter Yud. So this fundamental idea that we said an architect has, or the creator of the world has, what is that idea? What is that basic design? Ke'ach sadra, shaped like portico, shekol ha'rotze latzeis yeitze, that anyone who wants to leave can leave. It's, again, it's not like a samech. One is not confined. Ve'yihadar bis teshuva ma'elon, and conversely, if he does teshuva, he can come back. We're talking about the little entry where the leg is suspended, the top of the hay there. As Chazal put it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like digging a tunnel under his Kisei HaKavod and allowing people to come through Teshuvah. Similarly, the basic design of Olam Haba is Shatzadikim Sheboi Mu'atim. Literally, the tzaddikim are few. The Maharsha machriach ke'ena kavana sheish rak tzaddikim me'atim. The Maharsha over there makes it clear that the Gemara doesn't mean that there are only very few beneficiaries of Olam Haba. Ela she'atzaddikim me'ma'atim atzma menichnef ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. That the essence, the design of Olam Haba is, it's open to those who are humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The wondrous point, the perplexing point about the design of Olam Hazeh is the ability to leave it, to go out. How does one leave the world? Where do you go out from the world? The answer is that this is truly the reality of the world. The end of Parashas Emorah there, the last passage. Rashi, meichan yetza. What does the pasuk have to tell us? Vayetze. It hints to something. Rabbi Levi Emer me'ilamo yetza. He left his world. That's a reading indication of Chazal. It is possible to leave one's world. What does that mean? Adam yechol latzeis me'ilamo v'lios zar le'atzmoi. We're not talking about space travel. That's not the idea. It means that a person can leave his own world and be alienated from himself. Misnaker le'etzem etziyosei. Exactly that. Alienated from his reality. Al kegoin zemu, another source in Chazal with the same idea in Pirkei Avos Perek Daled, hakina v'ta'ava v'hakavod moitzi'in es ha'adam min ha'olam. It takes him out of his own world. There is something to this expression that we have, you know, people are looking for themselves. There is some wisdom in that. They understand that they are alienated from themselves and they need to find themselves. And it's increasingly difficult in the Western world to do that. But this is what Chazal is expressing. It's possible to be alienated from himself, not to know what life is about and what I am about, and in that sense, to be out of the world. Inyan neirahuze. It is a horrible concept. Lichyois tuch ibud atzim yosei umtziyosei. To live, or rather to exist, in the midst of a complete lack of selfhood and missing the whole point of creation. That's indicated by the big opening at the bottom of the head. It's very easy to slide out. Through the person can fall through the chute. When he's outside, what sort of existence is it? There's still a concept of teshuvah. How can he come back into his place in the world? The pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Beis, v'abaytech b'shem chesed yasei v'venhu. One who has bitachoin is surrounded, encompassed by chesed. The Yalkut, the Chazal are saying this, the Yalkut points out, afilu rasha ha-bitach b'shem, chesed yosef evenu. Again, following on the beginning of this chapter, even a rasha with bitachoin Hashem is encompassed by chesed. Zeu seit gadol, this is a profound idea. Mi sheyatza min ha'olam, a person has left the world, ve'nimtza b'chutz, mi imtzeinu sham, who can find him there, le'achazirei penima la'olam, to bring him back inside, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chasdei Yisborach Soviv is called Elamiz. Chesed encompasses, surrounds literally the entire world. Ve'im rak ha-rasha ze tole bitchonei boy. If the rasha tends his bitachon to vote HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Yisborach yikabel osei biyadav? It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives him in his hands. Ve'isayeh lo yikadosh shuv l'olam. And helps him to re-enter the world. Ki, as Rish Lakish put it, habali tahir misayyino yisay. He'll receive assistance. Lehavin inyanze, to elaborate on this concept, yesh lisbonen benuzach eil adoin b'shachiz l'shabbos. Let's take a look at the wording of this piyut. Godloy v'tuvoy molei oilam, da'as usvunas sevevim oyisoy. These are different words. So godloy v'tuvoy, Hashem's greatness and goodness permeate the world, they suffuse the world. Da'as usvunas surround the world. The author points out, godloy v'tuvoy zbarach memalei kol olemoy svachon nevoyim. His goodness fills the world, fills all the created entities. There's nothing that's created that does not have at least a tiny spark of divine life to sustain it, to give it existence. It's only that spark that gives it existence. This is true for the world in general and for every individual created entity. In Kabbalistic terminology, it's a contraction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light. Ki oyroi ha-gadoil gam shamayim v'shmei ha-shamayim lo yichalkelu. Because when it comes to the great light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a phrase from Melachim, his light cannot be contained by the heavens and the heavens of the heavens. Now, da'atoi usvuna soyiz barach, when it comes to his das, soyvevim es ha-ilam. The piyut does not say that it permeates the world, it encompasses and surrounds the world. V'zeh oyroi ha-gadoil b'li tzimtzu. This is the supreme light without any contraction and attenuation. It's like a tiny shell, tiny pod floating in the ocean. All the worlds are like surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by godliness from everywhere. And this is an awesome idea. This idea in this Pasuk in Tehillim Lamed Beis. The person who's left the world and is just rolling about outside, without space, without any place. Even there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand supports him. Just like he fills and permeates the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also surrounds the world. Somebody who's bitachoin is a Kadosh Baruch Hu that feels this chesed that surrounds him. Here we reach the final depth in accordance with our limited means. Mistama, there's greater depth, but in our terms, this is the deepest idea that we can touch about bitachoin. We said at the beginning of this chapter, the growth happens in two directions, deep into the ground and then high into the sky. The more the tree grows, its roots deepen. The root of bitachon is, we said, in deep, in the deepest point of the neshama, bin kudasa kedusha sheshama neshama dvuka b'vorah. In that point of kedusha, where the neshama is attached to its creator, nekudazu yamekasheres es anitzeis elokia memaleis adam imachesed asivivus. That point connects that divine spark that permeates the individual with the chesed that surrounds him. Chesed shein lo gvul v'sechlis. Chesed without any limitations at all. Gam harasha tole bitchonu b'kadosh baruch hu. Once again, even the rasha who trusts in Hashem, nekudas hakedusha shel nishmas zel chay b'kirbo. That point that we've just mentioned is alive within him. Lachen gam kesheyatza min ha'olam, hu ne'achaz sham b'chesed zeh. Even when he's left the world through his rishus, he hangs on to this chesed v'hu meseyoy lachazor shuv l'olamay. And that is available to assist him to return to his world. דבר נפלא נסגלה לנו בפרק זה. It's a wondrous thing that's been revealed to us in this chapter. הביטחון היא המעלה העליונה ביראת חית. ביטחון is the highest level of יראת חית, ותכליס כל המעלה. It's what one is aiming for. It is the highest of all levels. ומה רבה עבודת אדם כדי להגיע לזה. It is so tremendously difficult to reach it. There is so much work to be done to reach real ביטחון. On the other hand, מאידך, Rasha shavar al kol averus shedinan yareg ve'al yavor. Rasha has transgressed everything, including yareg ve'al yavor. Tavois have taken him out of his world, he's alienated from himself, lost. When he turns and he trusts and he leans and relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ability to grow, that organic growth of the Kedusha, of his soul, is not rotten. It is not lost. He can do teshuva. He can return. The consequences of Averis will not totally annihilate him. The ability to grow is maintained within him. Midah nifla, this is such a wondrous midah bitachin. See aliyas tzadik u'sheiris tikva l'rasha. It is simultaneously the highest peak of the great tzadik and also the lasting hope of the rasha. Ze boiteach, the tzadik is boiteach, ve ze teile bitachon ha'kadosh baruch hu. The rasha, Chazal uses a slightly different expression, he hangs his bitachon ha'kadosh baruch hu. Kol ha'teile bitachon ha'kadosh baruch hu, hari lo machse ba'olam hazeh olam habo. That's the Gemara in Menachos. Anyone, all individuals who trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will serve for them as a shelter in Olam HaZeh, in Olam HaBa. Adkan.